Any different types you raise?
Yeah, we always use mostly some type of a yam potato. There's several kinds, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, candy yams and such as that.
Puerto Ricans, you ever raise them?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was one of the main ones, Puerto Ricans. They're very good potatoes. Now, we used to have a more feed potato. You had to call it a queen. It had more food value in it than any of these others. And it was better for stock, and I believe they'd make as much or more to the ground. It was a white potato, you know. It's called a queen potato. And they used to grow them mostly for cattle and hogs, you know. You could dig your potatoes and put your two or three bars, old hogs, you know, bars, you know.
Yeah.
Usually, if what they like of being fat, they'd be fat the time they got them, you know, rooted out of the ground. You'd always leave some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you ever, we were talking about hay, would you ever have a cover the hay in the field or anything? You said you never saw it to cover.
No, not here. I never did.
I
rank it up back out here. Well, they made in, they'd haul it in. But it never was a very big thing here. Now, there's a lot more hay growed around this country now than it used to be. People, most of them have got a few cattle, you know, they got them on the fence. And they grow this ryegrass, you know, and let them graze it till, well, I think about this time of year, you think of taking them off and then let that ryegrass maybe re-fertilize it and let it get up there and then cut it later.
Yeah.
And make
would you ever get a, would you cut it once and then get another cut and you'd say you get a...
Usually just once, but you could get more than one cutting if you didn't graze it too much, you know.
Yeah.
They ain't been no paying cattle killing all those elk, I don't think, in a long time. You didn't think I was here? Well, who done the ringing? I've been back about, we'll say around 3 hours. Well, they were going to church too tonight. Yeah. Yeah, I want to come on back to the camp. I'm doing some better. A whole lot better. I don't say I'm 100% yet. Well, I will. Well, Gerald told me he was here a while ago and said he was suffering. So I got company. And yeah, I got a man here from Georgia. He's me and him are having a session. All right, and we may talk later. All right. Bye-bye. That's my neighbor up there.
Really?
Checking on me.
Good folks around here.
Yeah, good people. Yeah. All the citizens here are good, though. I don't know anybody around here would do you any harm. they couldn't help you, why they wouldn't do you any harm.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we have a lot going through here, though, that I don't know whether I could count on because a lot of things happen, you know.
Yeah. Where did you keep your cows?
We let them run out.
In the?
Just wide open range. Turn him out when you milked your cow and you just turned her out till milk time again. They'd come back up. Yeah. Tend to keep the calf up, you know.